Hello and welcome to the Canon Convos podcast, where we speak to Australia's most inspiring photographers and videographers. I'm your host, Jared Sang, and today we have wedding photographer Alex Cohen on the show. And for once, we got to record this face-to-face. I've known Alex for many years, so we talk about her journey from France to Australia and what it's taken to build her successful business here in Perth. She talks about human connection being the most important element in her craft and how building your tribe around you can be and was for her a game changer. Hope you enjoy. Alex, welcome to the Canon Convos podcast.
Hey Jared, I'm super stoked to be here today with you.
And we're in my apartment in Fremantle, which is the first time we've had a face-to-face podcast since James Simmons. So it's very exciting.
Yep, I'm super excited to be here. We just joked that maybe I should go home and do it on Zoom. You know, maybe it will be more relaxed. But
it is a bit funny interviewing each other in this way because we've known each other for a long time. How long?
I would say I've been in Perth for like maybe 9 years. I would say maybe 8 years of knowing of each other. Like 8-9 years, but we met in real life, I think in 2014 in Bali. So yeah, it's been 6 years of knowing each other and 8 years through social media and everything.
Did you like the social media phase of knowing me better or the real life phase?
You know, that's a hard question, Jared.
Better on the internet, I think.
Better on the internet. Like said, yeah. The real version can be deceiving. I'm kidding. Pretty cool to know you in real life. And not in a tiny square.
Well, we met in Bali because you were on a photography retreat.
I think it was more like a creative retreat than only photography. It was like all medium, which was really cool. So like different people from all walk of life, whether they're like writers or photographer, videographer, graphic designer. Yeah. So I said to Jared, hey, I mean, this very cool creative retreat. Do you want to come? And he's like, yeah, I've got only 24 hours because I've got so much work and project because I'm in Jared. And here he was. He took a flight and came to Bali for 24 hours. And that's how we met.
That was pretty funny. Yeah, I wasn't invited to this thing that you were on. I just gate crashed. But that was it. That's how it started. So can you describe to everybody listening what you do?
So my name is Alex and I primarily do wedding photography. I also do like a bit of fashion and commercial on the side and travel for myself. But my main job, I'm a wedding photographer and I shoot all around Australia and before Corona around the world. But at the moment, I'm shooting in Perth and wherever people have me.
Mm. And you were obviously not born in Australia.
Nope. I was born in Paris and I came to Australia 11 years ago. So I took the big leap of faith when I was 20.
Wow. And did you already have photography in mind back then? Was it something you were interested in?
Not at all, actually. Like I've never really thought about photography. I guess the way it started is I got like a good camera before I went to Australia, just because I wanted to document my trip. And so, I got like a good camera and took photos, like the most basic, awful photos, I would say, just to document it. And then I started to do like analog photography and I really loved it. And I said, I really love photography, but for me, it was more a passion. I never thought I would make a career out of it. So then I decided to study and fell in love with the craft.
At what point did you start working and making money through photography?
I would say I really took my time with it. I never wanted to kill the passion. You know, I think, you know, I studied photography for 2 years at TAFE and they're all about killing your passion for photography. Not in a bad way, but you know, they want you to be successful and they want you to be like a successful commercial photographer. Yeah. So they don't really encourage you to think outside of the box, you know? They're like, they train you as a commercial photographer, which is really great, but at the same time, it strip away your creativity and the passion for it. So in my head, I'm like, making money with photography equal death. It's like, this is it. I'm not going to be passionate with the craft anymore and it's going to become like a soulless job. So I think the first, after I graduated for 2 years, I really just did cool thing, like travel and took photo and do like street photography. And I did like a few commercial and fashion job here and there, but I wasn't fully interested of making money from it. So then I would say, yeah, few commercial, few fashion job, but nothing very steady. Just like, you know, like you never really know. And then I started doing wedding photography in 2016. So that's when it truly all happened for me at that time.
That's not that long ago.
Yeah, no, it's not that long, actually. It's only 4 years, yeah. When I think about it, yep, it's only been 4 years.
And you achieved quite a lot in that time. You're very successful now.
Yeah.
Would you say? Are you happy with where it's at?
Yeah, I'm really happy where everything is at. And I think success is so different from like for everyone. Everyone has a different idea of success. But where I'm sitting in my life, I would totally say that I'm successful in my field. And I love what I do. So that's a big part of the success, I think, loving what you to do and like being super passionate. And after 4 years of doing wedding, I still love as much as if it was day one.
Really?
Yeah.
Really, really?
Yeah. I mean, like nothing is ever perfect, obviously, you know, but I think, you know, not working for 7 months during Corona and being back into it in the last few months, I think really make you appreciate when you don't have it. Mm. I guess last year I was shooting a lot and I was traveling every single week for wedding and I felt really burned out by it. But then I stopped for 7 months, obviously. And going back to it, I'm like, oh my gosh, I get to spend my day with an incredible bunch of people, with their closest friend, their family. And you know, like the way I approach a wedding, I don't have like a dry attitude toward it. I don't really approach it as a job in a way. I'm going there, I need to do my job. I clock in, I clock out. I am there. And for me, it's like, I am there. I am part of it all. I'm part of the journey with my couple and I'm having fun. I'm dancing and shooting and talking to everyone. So, and then I'm like, yeah, it's pretty cool that I get to spend that day surrounded by people in a beautiful location in the happiest day of their life.
Mm. That's a nice way to put it.
Mm-hmm.
Because I guess in my case, I definitely have lost a little bit of passion over the years.
For wedding or for other thing in general?
In just everything in general.
Yeah.
No, there's definitely more fun parts to the job than others. But I don't know, you know, I've just been working at it for so long that I honestly can't say the same as you that the same level of passion is there from day one to now.
I guess, you know, it comes in like life, like everything, you know, it has its up and its down. Mm. And ebbs and flow, you know, some days you'll be like super passionate and some day you just put the autopilot on and just do what you got to do, you know? And I think
a big part of it for me is I haven't really shot many things for myself in a while because the commercial side of things has been quite successful over the past few years. And the unfortunate byproduct of that is the more successful you become and the more busy you are with commercial projects, the less time you actually have for shooting things that you just want to do for yourself.
Yeah, totally. And I can see it as well. I think prior to the weddings, I shot a lot for myself, you know, whatever, like I traveled a lot, which I still do. But when I traveled, I used to love doing like street photography and portrait of stranger. And I was very connected to it. To be honest, now, like when I travel, yeah, of course, I still do take photos. But oh my gosh, sometimes I really can't be bothered. You know, I'm like, sometimes I reassociate picking my camera with work in some ways, you know. And the most form of relaxation where I travel is just not touch my camera. But it really depends as well where is the destination and if I've been many times.
That's the hardest thing because sometimes you find yourself in the most beautiful places and it's like, it would just be the best photo.
Oh my God, I know that feeling. And you know, sometimes that's the thing. Like, I mean, the stunning place and I'm like, oh, that would be like the most amazing photo. And I get lazy and I leave the place and then I get FOMO. And I'm like, why didn't I take a photo? I need to go back to the place for sure. Like, you know, there's so many places you go once and then you're on the road, especially when you do road trip. And I swear, I'm like, I will come back to that place. I think the most recent was I did like a big road trip in the Kimberley and I went in the Bungle Bungle, it's like Punggol National Park. It's like up north, Western Australia. And I was in the most beautiful place and I went and do that beautiful hike. And I was like, no, I can't be bothered to take my camera. My phone will do. And you know what? I think I still think about it. I'm like, I will come back there and I will take my camera, my tripod, ND filter, the whole lot. Like I'm spending the day taking photo and self-portrait in that place. And, you know, you just have regret. But then, you know, for another time, I guess.
Mm-hmm. I want to bring back to you what gear you're shooting with.
Yep. I've been like a Canon girl for many years now. And I think I will be until the day I die. And no.
Bold prediction.
Well, I mean, I started with another brand when I first started 10 years ago, my first camera. And as soon as I discovered Canon, I was like, I think it's what you're comfortable with and just the grip and everything. It feels very comfortable. I'm shooting at the moment with two Canon 5D Mark IV. And I keep my kit pretty minimal. You know, like I shoot only prime lens because that's what I'm comfortable with. So I've got like a 50mm 1.2, 24mm 1.4. And then I've got the 35, the second version 1.4 and the latest 85 1.4 and then the flash. But I am obviously going to upgrade for the R5 because I mean, how could I not?
Well, I think it's inevitable.
Completely. And I've been having the Mark IV since they came out. So it's been like, what now? 4 years ago? You know, so
I think... Really? Has it been that long?
Yeah, Mark IV came out in November. If I remember well, Mark IV came out November 2016.
How do you know that?
I've got a very good memories. And as soon as it came out, like literally, I bought the first batch. Yeah. It came out and I bought the Mark IV. So yeah, and I think like it's been 4 years. It's time to upgrade. You know, I think the world is changing. Camera equipment is changing. You should change with it, you know. Mm. So I'm pretty excited to like upgrade my kit at some stage. Yeah. But I will keep the same minimal, you know, like prime lens only.
And so is 85 your biggest zoom?
Yep.
And no 70-200 in
there?
No,
I never shot with
interesting.
Zoom.
Interesting.
And to be honest, like I barely use my 85. Is the one, if I have
really?
To say, I use it maybe like only 5% of the time. Not even.
Right, so you much prefer just getting up in there.
Yeah, I like to get up and close. And I think that's really my personality as well, you know. Like I'm not a fly in the wall. That's not who I am. And I will never describe myself like that. And I mean, Jared, if people ask to describe me, they would not say, oh yeah, Alex, she's a fly in the wall with like her 70-200 creeping in the bushes. No, I'm more like...
That's me.
Yeah, that's you. That's more you. Definitely. You're like in a bush with your 70-200.
It's always creeping in the bush.
But me, it's more like, nope, 24, 35, right in the middle of the action, happening.
Well, I think it's interesting. It's kind of interesting how your personality translates into your shooting style, which translates into what gear you use.
Yeah, like, totally. It's quite
interesting,
quite interesting, actually.
To think about. Because I mean, I shoot with a range of things as well, but I'm not wanting to be up in the action all the time. And maybe that's a personality thing as well. I like my bursts of it, but like it's too much for me to be, you know, amongst it the whole day. So, you know, it's kind of a way just for me to relax when I throw on a big
step
zoom.
Back as well and maybe get a bit more perspective. You know, sometimes by stepping back, you can have like the picture get bigger and you can see what's actually happening. Rather, sometimes you can...
And also just being more removed from people, I think, because I quite like a break like that. When you throw on a 7200, you're standing on the edges, you're kind of sniping in.
Yeah, people don't see you doing your thing.
Yeah. Whereas, shooting wide all the time would be... I guess you're really amongst it and you're in the action.
Yeah, totally.
And if you like that, if you're up for it and can handle it.
And again, part of, it's like, it's my personality really, you know?
How would you describe your personality?
Well, I guess, you know, I got my personality and my shooting style, and personality and shooting style will get mixed together. But, you know, if I have to describe myself to a total stranger, I would definitely say that I am quite extravagant and quite out there. I'm not shy. And I am like, yeah, you know, I am pretty out there. I like to be amongst it. And yeah.
Yeah. And do you think that's kind of like a selling point or something for prospective couples who are looking at your work?
Yeah. You know, at the end of the day, I really think, you know, I think there is so much incredible photographer out there. I mean, like, wow, there's so many beautiful work. And I think what the unique selling point and how you stand out is really your personality, you know, and that's my standout, because I don't, people obviously love my work and love my photo and love the feels of it, obviously. But I think what they get with me is the whole experience. It's like a journey. It's like a ride. You book me for your wedding and it will be an experience from start to finish. I think I give a lot and I'm a giver, and that's again my personality. I give a lot of myself and I'm incredibly passionate. Like, I truly believe in life. It's like, yeah, everything I do it with so much passion, and I'm like all or nothing, you know? And sometimes, you know, it can be a problem, you know, but
well, that's what I was going to ask. If part of what your proposition is that you're giving so much,
yeah,
every time, surely,
it can be exhausting.
Surely that just places so much extra pressure and stress on
yourself. Like, totally, because I think I became also like, I'm very personable and I'm there for them all the time, you know? And it's like, yeah, and I become friend with so many of my couple and the bride, and so many of my bride like became really good friend. And so many of my couple actually to this day were very good friend, you know? That's how much I give. Like, I create real relationship with people so that when I get on a wedding day, I'm not like just a stranger with a camera, you know, like they trust me. And because they're trusting me, like, they allow themselves to be fully present, vulnerable, you know, and they're themselves. So then I can recapture who they are, and which is a beautiful thing, because again, I am a very vulnerable person. I'm highly emotional and I'm an open book, and I give myself a lot in everything that I do. So I think being like that, I draw in people that side of them as well. So they're more open and vulnerable and trust the whole process and let go and be like, yeah, I can trust her to capture my day with honesty. And yeah, with honesty, I would say.
Maybe I can learn a little bit from you.
Yeah.
Because I'm not so open.
You're not so what?
Not so open.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I am in my own way.
Yeah, totally.
But I do also appreciate in my work having a bit of separation between, I guess, yeah, just me and who I'm working with. You know, I'm not usually getting super close with the people I'm photographing. And maybe that's because I shoot a pretty big variety of things, and there's always so much going on. And I suppose the way that I've found I work most efficiently, and, you know, in terms of being productive, getting the job done in and out.
Yeah, totally.
It's less about having that totally raw connection with people.
And I guess, you know, like, in saying that, I can't have that connection with every single of my couple. It's impossible. You know, like, I shoot like 30, 35 weddings a year. It would be very mentally exhausting if I have like this very like intense, unique relationship with everyone. Some people, you know, they book me and yeah, of course we vibe and we have a level of connection, but we're not going to interact and engage as much through the year. And maybe like a month before the wedding, we touch base again. And some other couple, we literally talk every week, you know? So it's just, it's really different. You know, it's like, it really depends. Like, you know, sometimes you vibe more with some people. It's like the same way with friendship and anything in life, you know? So I would say maybe like a good solid, like 60%, I would connect intensely with and give a lot.
That's a big percentage.
I know, right?
Oh my goodness.
I know. Yep. It's funny because last year, you know, like every year I've got a word of like, oh, what this year is going to be. And for 2020, I was like boundaries with everything in life and
wait, say
weddings.
That again?
Boundaries.
That's the bit I did.
Boundaries. And it's like boundaries, I guess, in my work with couple, you know, like creating, like you just talk, creating that separation maybe, you know?
But if it works for you and you're loving it.
I've got a lot of energy as well. Another part of my personality. That's why wedding suits me well, because there's so much happening in a wedding. Like, you really need to be high energy. And I think you cannot be, in my opinion, like, I think it's harder if you're a very shy person, because you need to, how to say that? To bring the dance, how you say that? You know, like lead. I don't know. It's like
to bring the dance. I mean, I know what you mean.
Yeah, well, I don't know like the full expression. But what I mean is like, if you're very shy, I think it will be harder because you have to always like, you have to gather people for family photo and sometimes the couple, you have to give direction. And
yeah, if that's not a natural thing.
Yeah, and it's like, you need to be like quite organized and think quick on your feet and like be a problem solver and not, yeah. So I think it's easier when you have like a personality where you can be out there and not scared, you know?
But I'm sure I know and you know a lot of photographers who are more introverted and have a shyer personality.
Yeah, I know a lot and they're super successful. And yeah. And I think it's funny in their work, I can see, and it's beautiful because they draw, I can see in people that are more shy.
Like, yeah, but it translates into a different style.
Yeah, and it's super like, beautiful and I love that style and yeah. I wish I could bring that out, but I don't because that's not my personality. So again, which is really interesting, like every people, like personality of each photographer retranslating their work, you know, like we're all so unique. And I think that's talking about what's your uniqueness. It's like everyone is so unique and they can't be any two persons.
Yeah,
so we can shoot the same gear and the same couple and the same everything. We're two different person. The photo.
Exactly. You could have the same technical skills.
Same technical skills.
Same gear, everything, but yeah. Just by virtue of who you are, you will draw something different.
You will draw out of the person something different, you know?
So talking about what your unique skill is.
I would say like I make people feel very comfortable and at ease with me. You know, like I...
And how important do you think that is in proportion to how important photography skills are?
Well, I mean, according to weddings, you know, people nowadays want to feel... Like when people inquire, they always be like, oh, I'm really bad in front of the camera. I'm very awkward, but I love your photo because your couple seems so relaxed and happy. And, you know, like the moment are so real and it's not staged, you know? And I think I make people through the whole, you know, they book me a year in advance. So I guess I make them feel very comfortable for a year. And also because I'm very professional and very organized. It's like a good mix to have, you know? I'm very organized, very professional, and I'm very on point, and I'm very like quick replying to email. And I'm like...
And all that stuff's really important.
Yeah, it's super
more important than people realize, I think.
Totally. And you know, it's like, they send me an email, they will have an answer within an hour. That's the way I am. Or like maximum 24 hour. Or if I'm traveling, they'll be like, I will be letting them know. If I travel somewhere, I will email my couple and be like, hey guys, I'll be traveling for the next 2 or 3 weeks. I'm not disappearing. I'll be a bit on the slower side. So I always let people know. And I think it's very important that they feel they're in good hand in the professional side, which is like emails and, you know, sending them like questionnaire and like, you know, like checking on them. But then because I've got like a very personable personality and I'm very relaxed myself and, you know, like I show who I am truly, then they feel they can be like themselves as well. So we create like a very good relationship and bond. And I think on the wedding day, when they need to be relaxed, they know that I'm so organized, that the timeline is on point. They don't have to think about anything. They can just enjoy their day with their friend, their family, and enjoy themselves. And they know I got it covered. I will capture everything. And yeah, so I take away a lot of stress and the experience is very relaxed. So I'll bring energy when, you know, like, and I said like, oh, I'm not on the fly on the wall, but I can also be a fly on the wall. I think you need to know when to step back. You know, so during the couple shoot, I will give like soft direction and, you know, make them laugh and put some music and dance with them. But also I know how to step back, put my 85 and let them do their thing and just creep.
That's your level of stepping back is 85.
Yeah, yeah.
And like, creeping. No, 200.
And creeping,
I need 200.
And creeping in the bush. I know when I know to creep in the bush. Same for like the ceremony and the speech. You know, like I will be a fly in the wall and then I will bring the energy when energy need to be brought, basically. It's a balance. You need to be a chameleon. You need to adapt in a wedding and also adapt. I think my superpower, again, is being a chameleon. I know how to read people very well and I know how to adapt to their personality. Some people will need more of a calming vibe, which I can be. And some people will need me to be like more energetic to bring more energy. And some people will need me to be super funny. So I know how to read people and I know how to be different to each people's personality, like in some ways, adaptable.
Well, you seem to have like a very high level of self-awareness and confidence in what you do now.
Totally.
But Has it always been that way? And has it been smooth sailing?
I mean, has it ever been smooth sailing for anyone? Truly?
Well, I know the answer, but I want you to say.
Yeah, totally. I think like, no, I mean, I still feel sometimes, of course, I've got like, you know, to be honest, like before each wedding, I'm still stressing out. Mm-hmm. I'm still anxious and nervous. Mm-hmm. And you know, everything needs to be ready the night before, my camera bag. I mean, I've got two weddings in the weekend and my camera bag is already packed. Like all my gear is charging right now as we speak and we're Thursday. So that's how, yeah. And I still get very anxious before each wedding, but not as much, you know. Obviously, the more in life, the more you do things, the less scary it become because you got practice. I guess my first wedding was a friend wedding. I didn't get paid for it. I was meant to be a guest and I flew to Bali as a guest and she's like, yeah, like you can shoot my wedding. I needed a wedding for my portfolio. So I wasn't really stressed because they were friends and they didn't really care and I nailed it because I didn't have pressure. But then here come the first wedding when I get paid. So I get paid all this money and I'm like, oh my God, okay. You know, I remember that first wedding I shot, it was indoor. And they have like window light and it was a 4 p.m. ceremony. And then all of a sudden, the light is so harsh that basically the bride is blown out and the groom is completely in the shade. And I didn't have that problem solving skills at first because that's something you learn. Let's say today that happened, I would see unfolding because I'm here earlier at the ceremony. I would see that huge patch of bright light. I will not be like, and be like, oh yeah, okay, well, I will figure it out later. You know, like in panic, I'll be like, nope. Give me curtain, newspaper, anything. We're moving everything. You know, I will take the situation into my own hand, which before I didn't. I was like, okay, damn, well, I will hope for the best. You know, that attitude, I'll just hope for the best. And so, yeah, like it's been definitely like scary. My first year of shooting wedding, I was so stressed and so anxious. And yeah, and you just learn as you go, really. I think after each wedding, I come home and I beat myself up. I'm like, oh my God, I could have done this better and done that better. Why don't do this? And why don't do that? And, you know, I didn't sleep all night, sleepless night until 6 a.m. looking at the sailing, being like, why didn't I do that? But then, you know, like, it's fine. It's just me and my own expectation. The couple were so happy. The photo were amazing. It's just when you know that you could have done this that way or that way, but you didn't. So
it eats at you, that kind of thing. But you have to realize only I know that.
Exactly. That's the thing. Only we know. No one will ever know. So I think I learned to be a bit more kind with myself, which is very important as well, you know?
Mm. So, you know, you've overcome those hurdles of problem solving and dealing with anxiety.
Well, not fully dealing with anxiety, but you know, that's a work in progress.
Yeah, I think work in progress.
You know, especially when, you know, you can get so when there, like I said, a wedding, there's so much happening. It's so chaotic. Sometimes it's so time crunch, so much pressure.
No matter how many weddings you've shot, there's the weight on your shoulders is still...
It's huge.
Because you know, have a huge responsibility.
And there's no redone.
People have picked you out, especially for this. They put so much trust into you.
Mm-hmm.
And so the pressure to deliver is crazy.
Huge.
And in a way, that probably gets worse the more successful you are, because suddenly, you know, if it's your first wedding, you know, the expectations aren't that high. They might seem high, but now after you've become super successful and you're in demand and people, you know, paid a lot of money to have you there, suddenly the pressure is way more higher than when you started out because there's this level of expectation that you need to live up to.
Mm-hmm. And I agree with that. And I think
that's a super high bar.
Yeah.
Now.
And I guess, you know, when I shot my first wedding in Bali, I think, yeah, to be honest, I've shot maybe like, I'm nearly cracking the hundreds wedding soon. And so the Bali wedding was my first one and they were my friend. And I look back at the photo and I'm like, wow, those photos are amazing. I have to say it, you know, they're really amazing because creatively I was flying. I had absolutely no pressure, no expectation. I had no idea what I was doing. I was just
shooting. That's the solution. Just don't get paid anymore.
I know, right?
Just shoot for free.
Shoot for free. And like, I was shooting from the heart in some ways, you know? Yeah. And then I started doing wedding and I started going through like a mental short list of the thing, you know, like what I need to deliver. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then you get sadly less and less creative. It's really hard.
Less space in your brain.
There's less space in your brain because you know that you have to, there is deliverable, you know, you have to deliver this and that. And so you get less creative and there are more pressure and anxiety toward it because like you said, you know, obviously I'm like quite successful now. And so, yeah, people book me and they're like, oh yeah, I'm booking this person because I know her work is solid and I know I will have that kind of quality, you know. But sometimes, you know, the light is awful, the condition are awful. And, you know, people expect you to make magic out of thin hair. And it's like, I'm just a photographer. I'm not a magician, you know. I can't make a golden hour happen when it's been raining all day, you know.
Maybe that's what will happen in the future.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll be able to just adjust our reality.
Yeah.
And like, if you pay extra.
How about I shoot your wedding in VR,
hour,
in virtual reality? Just put like your VR mask and that's it.
So what are the biggest hurdles you face now?
Now?
Is it just dealing with the pressure of weddings? Because I assume, you know, the kind of problems you were facing when you first started out.
Yeah, totally. It's completely different. I think today's, I would say, is like how to not stagnate, you know?
Mm.
And, you know, you find a comfortable spot in your business and you're in your shooting style. And then I'm always scared of being like, am I completely stagnating? Was I better when I first started than I am now? Mm. Am I more slack? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Am I giving the same amount of like love and energy and passion, even though I still love it? Am I giving it the same from the start? You know what I mean? And, or am I so comfortable with my work? I know I'm good. Am I just stagnating now? Am I still pushing myself? And that's, I think, what I'm navigating. It's like, I love wedding. It's amazing.
Yeah, but is that what the challenge is? Because I'm thinking, you know, if you know what works and you're happy with it and everybody's happy with it, how do you even know to go next? Because
exactly. What
if it is at the perfect level right now?
Yeah, and I think that's what it is. You know, like I look at my work and I'm like, I'm happy with my shooting style and my editing style. You know what I mean? And it's like, I don't want to make like big changes because why? I feel good, you know? But I guess like...
Where does it come from, the need to wanting to, you know, try new things and be even better? Do you have inspiration?
Do you look at
other photographers and think...
Like, to be honest, like I used to a lot when I first started, look at like so many wedding photographer and wedding inspo page and now I don't. Like, to be honest, like I've got two Instagram page, my personal and my wedding. And on my wedding page, I just go, I follow all the wedding photographer from my wedding page. And I go to that Instagram wedding page, I post the photo and I exit the page. I've never scrolled that Instagram. Like I don't, like it's
but
just...
For why?
Because like I don't want to see other people work. I mean, it's not inspiring to me. I don't care. You know, like I like to do my own thing and I don't want to be polluted.
But is it more that...
I just look at my friends' work though, because I'm very supportive of my friends' work and I love looking at their stuff. But it's more like, oh yeah, my friends are awesome and that's pretty cool. So I love looking at my friends' stuff, if you see what I mean. But random people somewhere else, like I'm not... Yeah, because...
You don't think there could be something you could learn?
You can always...
From somebody, you might see someone...
Yeah, but then I don't want to like copy it either. You know what I mean? In some ways.
I know, but you can still be inspired by something, you know. Sometimes you might see somebody's work and it will just like flick a little switch. You're like, oh, I've never thought of thinking about light in that way.
Totally. And I mean, for me, you can learn...
You probably get that a lot from your friends anyway.
Yeah, the thing is, I'm pretty lucky because I'm surrounded... All my friends are pretty much wedding photographer and they're pretty much the best. Like in the business.
Well, objectively the best, if we talk about Jimmons.
Yeah, I mean, I had like Jimmons in mind right now, Jim Simmons.
He actually has been named the best wedding photographer multiple times.
Yeah, but he truly is. And he also has the most amazing personality. Talking about personality, I think people book him as well because, well, he's amazing. I call him Lord of the Light. The way he see the light, you know, like again, I don't see the light that way. The light that he see, I would be like, oh my gosh, I would be freaked out. I'd be like, how does he do? Like, he's a magician.
He's got like a sixth sense.
You know, he's got a sixth sense. He see the light in a way that not many people see it and he can create a scene that is wow. Whereas I see this kind of light and I'm like, oh my God, I'm freaking out. Give me like some safe light where
So you're looking more at the emotion.
Yeah, because again, I'm very emotional.
And then combining it with everything. And obviously you're looking at light as well.
Yeah,
you
know, yeah, I look at light. Yeah, obviously I look at light.
That's interesting that, you know, people can have different...
Approach.
Yeah, approaches and I guess an order of things in their head when it comes to the elements of a photograph.
Yeah.
Someone like James is like light. Everything, you know, he just finds the most interesting.
Totally. And I get very inspired by him, but I know I could never recreate what he does because I just don't see it that way. But I wish I could, You know, sometimes I'm like, okay, I'm going to try to do a Jimin's at that wedding, you know?
Try to do a Jimin's.
And I tried and it's not there. You know what I mean? But yeah, I'm definitely inspired by so many people. It's just when I said like, I don't look at other wedding photographer work. It's just because I like to look at, like, for me, I get more inspiration looking at your work, by example, looking at like travel photography and tourism that inspired me a lot, or like art, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's more. I know what you mean, looking outside of what you do. I suppose I do the same on a level. I don't look at many, much travel photography if I can help it.
Yeah. And I love like, you know, like the, I know you don't do a lot of wedding, but the few wedding that you do each time, I'm like, how does he do it? Like, why I shot so many weddings and I never come up with that cool idea? And all of a sudden...
Probably because I don't shoot a lot.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like so
everyone
the
is
latest,
a YOLO for me.
The lightest thing that you did with the full size cardboard cutting. Oh. I mean, that's so incredible. Like, I mean, I cried watching it at that IGTV. I'm actually tearing up right now. It's like, it's such a cool idea. And when you said like... Then you know what? I think you're wrong when you said like, oh yeah, well, sometimes I lose passion. It's not true, because if you're unpassionate, you wouldn't go to that extent to carrying like a 2-meter cardboard all around Australia
really
in a van. You know, you got to have like a level of passion and commitment to do that, that inspire me. You know, like that's how I get inspired.
Well, thanks for pointing that out, because you have reminded me. I guess it just pops up in different areas. The passion,
totally,
and the excitement. You know, when you're doing the same thing all the time, you kind of get desensitized to it. But that project you talked about just then, that was just something so funny to me, and new and fresh. It was just like a cool idea, and it was my own idea, and I was just doing it for fun.
Yeah, there were no pressure
to help my friends. Yeah, so I was like, I got really into it. I was like, you know what? Let's just go hardcore on this.
And that was like the coolest thing, you know, and like especially in time that we were where. Like we're separated and the connection and, you know, I think it was truly meaningful to be able to do something like that.
Mm.
But yeah, I guess to go back to the hurdle, I would say, I mean, there is always a hurdle. I still get stressed before a wedding. I'm stressed to like wanting to perform and be perfect. And sometimes, you know, we're humans. I've got my off day, my heartbreak, my problem, you know, and it's like, I think the hard thing sometimes is like, well, I'm feeling very off and I'm feeling sad and I'm not feeling into it. But I know it's someone's most important day that they've been looking forward for a year. They're paying me a shitload of money. And so when I go there, nothing else matters. I have to turn it up. And sometimes, you know, like it's very draining because I'm not well and I'm sad and I'm anxious and I have to get there and I have to be like a performer. It's like being an actor. You're acting in some kind of capacity, you know, and just turning it up the whole day. And, you know, because it's normal, you know, like I want to be there for their most special day, you know. I think I've got this responsibility. It's like such a beautiful day in someone's life. And I feel like I have to leave my problem and everything on the side and do the best that I can for them. And I think the pressure of always performing and delivering such, you know, so much can be very tiring, you know, in some ways. And keep being good and I guess not being left behind. You know, I guess when you first started in photography, you got so much first. You're so hungry. So you're like, you're doing a lot of work. Like I did, you know, when I first started, I was a hustler. You know, I attended every workshop. I bought every single online course. I wanted to learn all the time and always learning, ingesting so much information and going to, And then I guess as the year come by, you become a bit more complacent and you're like, yeah, well, I know what I'm doing. That's what I mean in the evolving, like not staying stagnant, being like staying open, remaining open, that you can always learn and you can always be better, always. And I guess, you know, when you reach a point, you're like, you just become comfortable. And I think I don't want to be left behind. Like I still want to book good work and I still want to produce good work and be able to book the number of wedding I want to book every year. I don't want to fall into the category of like, you know what I mean? Does that make sense? You know, after like so many years in business, you're not as much as a novelty. Yes, you've got a reputation of being good. But then when I started, I was a novelty. You know, I'm new in the business. I'm fresh. You know, if you see like...
Yeah, I know what you mean. And I think it is more difficult to be a veteran of the industry and still be seen as someone exciting.
Exactly.
And fresh.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's probably a small amount of, you know, veterans. They're very experienced. They've been doing it for 10, 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing it for 10 years, so I can't. I feel like I can't.
You're in that spectrum now.
Yeah, I'm the old and jaded one.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, when you see like a more experienced photographer around, it's easier to see, or maybe it's natural to think of them as, oh, you know, great, proven, but probably not taking
cool
risk
anymore.
And probably not, yeah, not cool.
But you know what I mean? Not I said cool, yeah. But you know, we're like, we live in a generation when people want cool and trendy and you know what I mean? It's like.
So I think that is the challenge. I think you've hit the nail on the head. Yeah. It's just staying fresh and being on top of it.
Yeah.
Even as the years go by.
Yeah. Don't fall behind, you know, like I said, for the gear, by example, like I love my Mark IV, but it's time for an upgrade. The world has changed. The gear has changed. It's time for my gear to upgrade, you know? And I think it's same as me. It's like, yeah, you always have to, in some way, upgrade yourself and not be left behind, you know? Right. So
you have to upgrade yourself to a mirrorless.
Well, I think, yeah, definitely. I can't wait. Air 5, I'm coming at you. I'm not going to lie. This is an excitement. And I think
I mean, like yourself as like you are the 5D right now.
No, I guess, you know, I guess as a person, not, yeah. You know, there is a photographer and the person.
Yeah.
As a person, I'm always evolving,
yeah,
you know? And yeah, I'm always keeping things fresh. So I guess, in my work, I'm trying to
do
the same.
You want to reflect that.
Yeah, totally.
Always as well.
And I want to reflect, you know, who I am. Like, that's the thing. I want people to book me for who I am and that they get my personality. You know, like when I started weddings, you know, my other Instagram was open and I was very self-conscious of my couple following my Alex Cohn Instagram because that's where I post my Insta story and where I vent and complain and be my real self, you know? And then I felt self-conscious that, oh my God, my couple are going to see that. And they'll be like, oh my God, she's not professional. And as the years go by, I'm like, I don't give a fork. F-O-R-K.
Yeah, got it. Talking about cutlery, yeah.
Don't give a cutlery anymore. And it's like, that's who I am. And people should know that if they book me, that's who they're booking. So yeah. All my couple following my Alex Cohn and they love it. They love to know who I am.
Yeah, it's real.
That's what they want to know. And at first I was more guarded. And I think that's what you learn, like, because you become more confident. You become more confident with your work. So you're more confident with yourself.
Yeah. I went through a similar process, much, much sillier version, but I don't know. Do you remember this photo that I posted? A long time ago, but I think I knew you by then. It was me at a music festival and I was holding my 7200 lens as a phallic object.
Yeah.
Do you remember that photo?
Yeah, I think I do. Yeah.
That was the turning point for me because I would never...
Oh my God, I can't. It's too much.
Because I was very... worried and guarded, like you said, in the earlier years. It's like, you know, I've actually got clients, people that want to hire me for things, weddings or corporate people, you know, all the silly stuff I do. And there was a lot. I was, you know,
yeah,
staying at college at that time. A lot of silly stuff goes on. I was like, you know, keep that pretty separate. So I never put anything silly up on my official pages. And then that my friend Jason took that photo of me and it was funny, but it was really dumb.
Yeah.
And I thought, you know what? I'm just going to put it on my photography page this time. And I was like, I don't care who's going to see it. Put it up. Everyone thought it was really funny.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, so I can just be like a bit of an idiot. And then over time I realized that's actually just a part of
who you are,
who I am, a bit of an idiot. And it's actually people like to see it. And it's probably my point of difference in a lot of cases as well.
Totally. I mean, and you've done so many funny things over the year that, I mean...
I've really leaned into it now.
Yeah,
I really
totally.
Like anytime I have a really dumb idea.
And it's so funny and people love that.
It's intertwined with business now.
Yeah.
Not in a way I'm doing it for business, but I know in my head, this is actually funny. And I think people who like my photography will also like this stupid side of me as well. I'm never thinking now, oh, that should be for Jared private and this is for Jared.
Yeah, exactly. And
now
I think
it's like, yeah, it's all in one now.
Yeah. And I think you learned that with a bit more years of experience. Like you said, you know, at first you're scared. You're like, oh my gosh, I need to, you know, keep
Yeah, you think
reserved.
You're going to scare people away.
But then no, it's like, it's one person, photographer and person. And yeah, so I think that's pretty cool over the years. And I think that's a good advice to give to someone who would start, you know, just truly be your own authentic self, you know? Hashtag authentic. Oh, Lord.
We talk really briefly about having like the right people around you and, you know, all your friends being wedding photographers. How important do you think that has been for your development in your career, having the right people around?
That has been the biggest thing, to be honest, because we haven't really touched on how did I started weddings, but you know, so to make it very quick, I studied photography for 2 years, and then for another 2 years, I just like traveled around, did a bit of commercial work and this and that. I was living in Hong Kong at the time, and I saw that wedding photography world was changing. People were doing things that they wanted. They were not afraid of breaking rules and tradition. So I moved back to Hong Kong, to Australia, and I didn't know, back to Perth, and I didn't know anyone in the wedding industry. I'd never shot a wedding. I never second shot a wedding. I had no idea where to start. And I've heard about that collective of wedding photographers in Perth called Common Folk. And that has been the turning point for me.
You didn't swear just then, but it sounded like you did.
Common Folk, folk. Sorry, guys, for my French accent.
F-O-L-K.
That's also a point of difference. I'm French. And I attended an event and another event, and I did a camp. And then so I met all these people in the industry, and that has been game changer to be surrounded by like-minded people, you know? It's been, I don't think I'll be where I am without my friends. It's impossible. Like the support, you're not alone. You know, it can be such a lonely industry if you're not surrounded, you know? I mean, spending so much time on your own, editing, and you don't have a coworker to bounce idea from. You're on your own, really. And you know, like if there is a problem, you're on your own as well. So having like a community around you and friends that can help you, you know, whether it's to reply to an email, or like you're not sure what kind of editing you should do on that image, or like you're stuck for something, and having people that on a daily basis is here to help you, reassure you and lift you up, you know? And I think in WA, we're very lucky. We have like an amazing community of people where we help each other out. We help each other out grow, and we lift each other up, and it's beautiful. And I wouldn't be where I am today without the people I have. I think it's the most important thing. Create real friendship. Don't go networking because you want something out of people. This is the worst attitude, in my opinion. Mm. You know what I mean? Like,
and it's very obvious when
people just like want to gain something. Mm-hmm. I think you need to give. If you want to receive, you need to give first. Don't try to take if you're not willing to give as well, you know? And also in my personality, I'm a giver. I like to give. And I like to connect, and I like to make real friendship without thinking about any gain, you know? So I think that's important to meet people in your industry. And yeah, what do you think? I got carried away a little.
No, I think the same. Yeah. I think that's been a common common factor between all of the successful photographers that I've interviewed on Canon Convos. A key common factor is having a network around you that supports you,
yeah.
Having a community around you. And as you said, it's such a solo endeavor.
Mm-hmm.
So much of it, it's strange because at the peak, you're surrounded by people. There's mm-hmm. so much going on. There's so much excitement and energy. And I feel the same at weddings or at concerts or anything. Very high energy. And then as soon as you're gone, you just walk in your door at like midnight, you sit down by yourself.
It's so funny.
Such a come down.
Like the polarity of it, whether like you said, like at gig or even commercial when you have so much crew around you, or like wedding, it's like, you know, I always say like, oh my God, like I'm so lucky. When I'm shooting, I'm like outside in nature, in the sunshine, surrounded by hundreds of people getting the high. And then like you said, and then I go home in the dark, in the cave for weeks on end, editing in front of a computer, sitting on a chair. And it's like,
it's not like you're in an office where you'll turn up to work the next day and there's someone that's always there next to you. You know, it's not like that. It's opposite ends of the spectrum.
Yeah. That's why I also love like Instagram and social media, because you connect with so many different people, you know, like, I mean, I've got so many Instagram friends that are friends, but we never met in the flesh, you know.
That was us.
Yeah, that's us, you know, like, and so many people is like that. And I think it's pretty cool. And, you know, you can, and I think you need to be open and, you know, willing to help and receive help and ask for help, you know, like sometimes we can be proud and be like, oh no, I can't, but no.
Yeah. And that's what you need sometimes, because you always come up, especially as a sole trader, freelancer, you always come up to situations where you just have no idea what you're meant to do at this point. Whether it's like an email, like you said, maybe you get a request for something that you've never had before, or someone is, you feel like someone's doing something a bit dodgy to you in a business sense, and you're like, oh, but maybe that's how it is. But just by having someone who's in the same situation or maybe has been through it,
and that's why
being able to call them and say, is this normal or is this weird?
And that's why I learned so much, I guess, it's by having a community. I don't think I would have been that successful if it wasn't for my community, because they fast track. in some ways, you know, because I've done so many workshops and attend talk and online, but also having my friends. So it's like, if I'm stuck with something, I ask them straight away. So instead of spending hours not knowing, looking on the internet, you know, or learning from trial and error, I just ask. And then they're like, oh no, you just do that. Or like, your contract need to be that way. Or you
save
know what I mean?
The
like
pain of actually making a mistake. And
yeah, it's like, and by having a good network, you can save so much time in your journey and in your career. Because some people are here for you, people that have made those mistakes for you, you know, inside.
Yeah, I've already done it. So don't worry, you don't have to go through it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well.
And I think I'm like that as well nowadays. If someone comes to me and asks for advice, I am an open book. Like, I will never keep information for myself. You know, it's like, it's so nice to be able to help someone that's starting. And anyone ask me question on Instagram, what gear do I use? What like setting? Or like, how do I use my flash to get party photo? Or like, how do I do this or do that? Or what kind of CRM I use? I will always openly tell everything. I think it's important to be able to, you know, someone help me and I want to help again. And it's like the cycle of life and the journey.
Say journey again.
Journey.
Well, like, I think we covered everything.
Yeah.
What, so just speaking on advice, so... If a young aspiring wedding photographer came up to you now and said, is there anything that you could pass on and say, I wish I did this differently. And I'm going to tell you now, you don't have to make this the same mistake.
I guess there's so many things. I don't think there'll be one thing, you know, I guess there are so many categories. Is it the shooting? Is it the business? You know, if it was the business, like I would say.
Well, let's do one for business and one for shooting.
I would say like business, I would say, and like when I meet young like photographer that's starting, I said to them, you're just starting, so you don't have the cluster F of like,
well done.
You know, like you don't have the cluster of everything. Whereas like if you start, you can start very organized. You can be organized from the start. Have like a CRM, organize like an accountant from the get-go, you know, having like a very good like backing up system. And I think that's important. If you start and you just have shot like one or two jobs, you don't have a library of 1 million photos and million hard drive and you don't know where is what. So I think being organized when you start, get an accountant, get your tax sorted, have a good system, a good CRM in place, you know, that will save you so much time. And then if your business side is on point, then your creative side will have more room to be creative. You know?
And it's harder when you're first starting to realize that it's worth investing in those kind of things.
Totally.
You're like, all these things cost time and money. I don't have that at the moment.
Yeah.
But it is worth it.
It's worth it in the long run, you know?
In the long run.
But I guess, you know, like
if
starting...
If you're planning a 5, 10, 20 year career.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you're just going in and out, if you're going to burn out in a year or two, do what you want.
But if you want the longevity.
But if you want to have the longevity, all those things are really important.
So I think, like business side would be that, like try to. And I think nowadays it's easier. There's so many programs. I would say when I started 4 years ago, it was different. You know, like today there's so much like.
Try 10 years ago. I've like.
Oh my gosh.
I was just doing some packing up the other day and I found a display folder of receipts.
Oh
collected.
My God.
Every expense receipt. I just said. It was, and I would just, at the end of the year, I would just have a massive pile of paper to try and sort into some kind of
tax thing. Yeah. So I think,
sense. But I mean, now there's much less excuse now to not have those kind of things sorted because it actually is really easy.
Yeah.
So many services and apps and things out there to help you with your business.
Yeah, totally. And I think for the creative, personal, business, like a creative side of advice, I think the few thing I would say is like, you know, people can get discouraged because there's so many wedding photographer, there's so many travel photographer and music photographer. Of course, it will always be saturated, but it's like, it doesn't mean that you can't succeed. You will, you know, you just need to work hard and be out there, you know, and have like, believe in yourself and what you're doing, you know, but always like, be attentive to advice and people around, especially when you first start, you know, like be open to like constructive criticism in some way, you know? And so, yeah, I would say like really believe that, you know, you can do it. And, you know, when I first started, I was like, oh my gosh, like it's impossible. How I'm going to build a business? How I'm going to, who will ever hire me? I don't have a single photo to show. I never shot a wedding, how it will happen. I think it's very hard to get started at first, but it's just, you just need a bit of determination, a bit of like hustling skills and, you know, and you can do it. I think in life, if you really put your mind to it, if you really want something, you can do it. You just need to work hard. Nothing will ever come knock at your door and be like, hey, here you go, 35 weddings a year all around Australia in the coolest location. No, it doesn't happen overnight. You know, it takes work and determination. And I think just don't give up because it's hard at first. Of course, it will be hard. It's always, there is always bump in the road. I still go into my bump in the road where I've got like so much quiet time and I'm like, this is it. My business is done. I haven't booked a wedding in like 5 months. I mean, what I'm going to do with my life. But, you know, we all have this panic, but it's like trust in the process. It will be fine if you keep doing some work, you know. So I would say those advice, you know, organization and believe in yourself at the same time.
Awesome.
Yay.
Well, thank you very much for coming to the Canon Convo Studio.
It AKA was my honor. Seriously, I mean, like, which is a very cool living room, guys. I mean, I'm giving you a picture, like big New York style window, plants everywhere. It's pretty cool. Like, I feel in New York right now.
Wish I could record all of these here.
Yeah.
Been doing them on Zoom, but maybe when borders open, whenever that is. We'll be able to do a lot more of these in person.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and the other thing is there's no lag.
What's lag?
When you're on Zoom and there's like a second delay.
Yeah. You miss the lag, huh?
Yeah.
I can have
I'd rather a bit more lag between us. You know, it's just too much.
Yeah, it's
too
like,
much real time happening.
Yeah, it's too much rich time action. Well, it was really an honor like to be on the Canon Convo with you, Jared. Like, I mean, it's pretty cool. We've been friends for so many years. And I mean, I think you really see me evolve. Like when we first met to now. And yeah, same as totally. You know, I really saw you evolve as well. So I think...
What have you seen evolve in me?
Well, come on. I mean, like a lot, you know.
I'm interested.
Well, I guess, you know, when I first met you, you were more doing like festival in Perth. A lot of festival and commercial. And you were doing like some travel project. But I think from like it really took off in a way where you... next minute you were traveling all around the world doing all this super cool project and touring with passenger and music and always doing, and I think that's what I always admire of you is like talking about hard work and determination, you know, like the way you made it, it's pretty cool, you know, and you're always onto something different and onto a new project. And I'm always like, oh, I wonder what Jared is cooking at the moment, you know?
It's always something cooking.
Yeah, there's always something cooking in the background, you know? And like, you're really as well, in some ways, like a quiet achiever. You know, it's like, it's cooking in the background and then it's like, okay, well, we didn't know that was happening. And then it's like, okay, cool. That's actually happening. Like there was like cool stuff. So yeah, I think it's been pretty cool too.
I want to end every podcast this way. Just with compliments to me.
Yeah, no, I'm very good. Like, my love language, the way I give love is word of affirmation. So that's just the way I am. I like to brush people off.
Well, just to even it out, it's been amazing seeing you evolve as well through your journey. And I know there's been like rough patches as well. But I think it really did change for you once you found your people, once you found...
my community. Like, and I think it's all about
James
that.
James and Natalie and all those guys. Once you were with them, I think you found your path.
Yeah. And I found my people and I think it's so important having a community, strong community, having friends, finding your people where, you know, it's like create this noble effect.
Just having,
you know?
Yeah, just having this network around you that compliments your photography.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Because when you're just isolated and you're slugging
your
out
head.
Alone, you know, you're off doing your photography thing, but you know, you're really just by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But I think once you have that in conjunction with a great support network around you, it just enhances it all.
Totally.
Like it reverberates. And, like,
and I think,
you know, anything you do is just amplified.
Exactly.
By
and
having
you know,
the people around you.
So
and then the
support.
Tough times, you get lifted up as well.
Yeah.
So it's...
It's amazing. So yeah, I think that's... another advice to go back to advice is like create a community around you. Don't be alone. Don't think you need to be alone doing that. You don't have to. Like reach out on Instagram, social media to people around you. Like don't be scared to reach out, you know? Like I said, nothing will come and knock at your door. You need to go out there and be like, hey, you look very cool. I love your work. Can we be friends? You know, truly. That's
the Alex and Jared story.
Yeah, exactly. That's what happened.
Hey, you cool? Do you want to come to Bali?
Yeah, exactly. And here we are 6-7 years later being super good mate and witnessing each other like blossoming. So yeah, it's been awesome.
Thanks.
Catch ya.
See you later.
See ya. Au revoir.
That was Perth wedding photographer Alex Cohen. And all the links to her work can be found in the podcast description. Hope you enjoyed that one and we'll see you next time.